Okay guys, we've got 10 questions here from fans from some Liverpool, some other clubs. The first one is from Alan Asprey, and it is, who's the funniest out of the three of you?
Me.
Ash.
No, we've got a few funny people.
I'll say Ash.
Me.
Ash, come on.
Alright, you go Ash.
Because he's your partner.
Yeah.
Alright, we'll go
I
with that.
I think that's just based on the fact that I'm a bit...
Second one from Alex Lynch. Which current female player from anywhere in the world would you have at Liverpool if you could have anybody?
La Somme. Pretty good technical player. Finishes as well. Give her any balls.
Go on, Ash. I'm going to say Kim Little.
I'm going to say that.
Nasib.
That's it.
You're right.
So we got Nasib, Lasoma, Kim Little. All right. Third one. This is a good one. You have to think, do something like this. You can work together on this if you want. If you were going on a survival break to a tropical island, which four WSL players would you take with you?
We have to think about this wisely.
Four WSL players.
I can think of one straight away I'd want.
Go on then.
Scotty. Bear Grylls. She knows how to survive.
Oh, she plays for
Arsenal. Who? Alex Scott.
Nah. Take
on
straight.
Not saying, you know, lovely girl, but we just don't want to take on that.
We just
want to
pick our own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we could
take seven. Oh, went to Amsterdam.
So there's us three and then four.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, who went to Amsterdam?
Ten
of me, Essie, Ingle, Sophie Ingle,
Coombsy,
Katie Zeller,
not Zeller,
yeah,
no,
Zeller got the hotel. Yeah, and then we could kill her first if we wanted food.
Yeah, but it can be anyone as well. Not just, oh yeah, but our teams. Good on, something.
So seven people, yeah.
Yeah. So we've got Sophie Ingle, Coombs.
Caswia, Katie Zellum.
There was more.
Kate and Longest. We're going to survive with them people.
I don't think so.
Caswia
knows. I'd rather die laughing, you know? I feel like that would be a good bunch.
Alright then.
That's not free, is it? That's like 12.
56 rope. 56 rope and green.
Next one from David Mantle. Did you have any posters on your bedroom wall as a kid? And if so, who?
I think mine was Lilo and Stitch.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't think it did because mum wouldn't let me. Because it's off the wallpaper.
I don't know, that's an hard one. Weird one, but hard.
One at a time, back to you, innit?
Yeah.
How long was it?
I only took them down like last one.
40 years ago.
God, I didn't even know.
It was definitely Gail.
No. I reckon it was Pete Rondre, you know, when he'd done The Serious Girl. Yeah. The maps. I didn't obviously know at the time, you know. But yeah, that. The Serious Girl.
This one from Kylie Adamson. Who has been your toughest individual opponent?
Ever or this year?
Ever.
Ooh. Probably going to be Kim Little. Or again, it's like I played some of the French girls and some of them are very, like, I believe this class.
Not, yeah,
but Kim Little, that, you know, her years at Arsenal, yeah, she probably didn't do great in her last season there, but previously she was like, amazing. You couldn't really mark her.
She just played the position where you couldn't mark her,
yeah.
Didn't she?
But yeah, some of the French girls as well, incredible players. And recently Ada Hegerberg, she was very good. And she's obviously just won UEFA Champions League player of the year. So
yeah,
a very good individual. Wouldn't mind having her at Liverpool either.
Oh, she played
international. I wouldn't count them
either. Yeah, yeah. Gemma Davison's up there for me, definitely.
Skillful and tricky. On a day, if she's on it, she's impossible to mark.
If she's not on it, then you've had a good thing. I'm going to go with Gemma.
Yeah. Ash said it was too easy, so she hasn't got anyone that's on it.
Anyone? Anything. Anything.
Probably.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Aww. That's cute. Aww. I'm going with that one.
Okay. Next question from Leanne Brown. Would you rather win the WSL Champions League or FA Cup?
Champions League. Straight away.
I would say WSL.
Champions League. I just think Champions League is just like on another level. Like WSL, we're a small kettle of fish really, in the grand scheme of things. So yeah, Champions League, you're going to play us against some incredible individual fans and some amazing big teams, PSG, Lyon, Wolfsburg, Potsdam, back in the day, Barcelona playing against them, they were great individuals. So I think WSL, yeah, as much as it, you know, I play in it, I think it's great. I just think Champions League is just on another level.
Yeah. If you could relive one day from your career so far, what would it be?
Quarter final week, Canada. We beat them in their own backyard. It was unbelievable. 55,000 fans and we silenced every single one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I should have said Germany because I played in it. I was sat on the bench for the Canada game, but the noise in that stadium was something else. I've never heard nothing like it in my life. And
yeah,
probably just as much the bronze medal game against Germany to be a part of it was unbelievable. But that Canada was just another level.
Probably the day when we were doing that, and I was a bit, I wasn't there the first time, second time. Mine would probably be, God, going back a long time ago now, when I was 17, made my debut for the Wales national team. We lost 4-0, but it was in front of, at the time, like 31,000 fans in Germany. It was when they had Brigitte Prunes, and she was one of the best players at the time, and it's when Germany won the World Cup and the European Cup as well, and yeah, it was fantastic occasion. And I remember winning a corner and celebrating like I just scored a hat trick. But yeah, no, I'll never forget that. And I still got the shirt that I wore that was, you know, a medium men's, which was massive. It was supposed to be short sleeves, but it was long sleeves. So no, that was I probably would love to go back and do that all over again.
Yeah. From Natalie Atkinson, who has the worst habits in the Liverpool team?
Ooh. I don't know. That's right, we have to think about this one now.
We need to let them talk, firstly.
Yeah.
She's old every day.
Yeah.
I probably moan every day.
The Dutch girls, they take us really long in the shower.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, when everyone wants to leave, it's always the Dutch girls that are like...
Because they just had the game against Chelsea away, we got beat. That one. That bad day.
Yeah.
And everyone was on the bus, bar them two. Everyone ready to go. We didn't even eat, we just left.
But we scored 3 against the champions.
Got Katie Zellum, talks in her sleep.
She talks all the time. When you don't want her to talk, she could... Yeah. She can't step foot in the library at all.
And then the Dutch girls take so long.
So long after the shower, definitely.
Yeah. And last two, a bit more serious. Abby Patterson, how do you feel about the changes to the schedule next year, going to a winter league?
It's a hard question to answer because we really don't know.
Yeah.
So we've got to be a bit optimistic about it. It's obviously for the right reason. Coincides with the men's, the international fixtures in the men's league, so... I'm not sure. I really don't think it makes more fans come, then that's great.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll help with, you know, the scheduling as well, and you know, everyone knows how have to use the correct term, but you know, the scheduling hasn't been great, and I think I'm speaking on behalf of most players and fans and most managers, and you know, hopefully that'll give some consistency to the league. Definitely that's what we need as players and, you know, as national team players, and even if when we're competing in the Champions League, if we can have some consistency with scheduling and when we play our games, I think that'll help everyone in the development of the league as well.
Final one, again, you can work together on this if you want. Who would be in your WSL five-a-side team if you three were the managers?
Ooh,
will you be in it or not?
No.
managers.
We're on the side cheering them on.
Keeper. Do we have a keeper or we just play no keeper?
Rushy keeps.
Yeah.
Oh, we could go rushy keeps. Let's play this tackle on there.
What's that mean? Yeah. What did you say?
Rushy keeps.
What's that mean?
Where you don't, like when you were kids, when you,
don't have a keeper.
You don't have a keeper.
Anybody goes in.
And then anywhere would go in the ball would run in and like save it.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, right. Right, we're going to go with rushy keeps. We need a sweeper then. Like who would like jump into the ball if you did.
Ingle, all day.
Okay, right. Yeah. Sophie Ingle. First name on the team sheet.
Needs a skillful player, I'd go jump in.
Yeah. Laura Del Rio. She turned people inside out for fun. I'd go Del Rio, but if you want to go Jeff Jason, you too.
Should I have one?
Have both if you want. Or...
What?
You can have both if you want. Or...
No, they both don't track back.
And like, just it, one. They're luxury players. Out. You can't have two luxury players in
the team. We'll go Del Rio. He needs
someone who's wrong.
I'm going to throw Casimir in, you know.
As a worker?
No, as a fab player, like...
Yeah.
You
can't
really get the ball off
her. You cannot get... Yeah, and second, like...
Yeah.
Okay. As we are.
So, if she's a great, he's done have to.
Definitely.
She'd be my fancy team all day.
So we're Ingle, Del Rio...
Casimir.
Let's think, like... National and that. Broaden it a bit. Need a goal scorer.
I'd put Kim Little in there, and she's so young. She's not from the WSL. Oh, she was. Okay, they got playing there now.
Yeah.
Okay. Nathalia. I've played with her and she's amazing.
I knew you were going to say, yeah.
She's made a few people look so
Do you think we can now, even though not many people have seen enough of her this season, I don't think?
Yeah, but... A very reputation. Like, she scored like.
It's very attacking
goals.
So far.
Yeah.
Sophie Ingle's going to have a lot of work to do.
Yeah,
just get on with it. Famous defensive man to play then.
Alright, all we got so far that we are agreeing on? Ingle?
Ingle, Del Rio, Casimir.
Del Rio doesn't even play in the WSL, so we can't have.
That's true, you can't have Del Rio.
Ingle.
Jem Davison.
No, one more defensive one.
One more defensive.
Jem Davison.
No, because we've got three options.
Serious now. Business.
Ingle. Getting this right, you know.
Right, who have we got? Ingle.
Kaz.
Kaz.
You and Kaz.
Natalia.
Okay.
Two more. Needs one more attacking, one more defensive.
I'd go so young because she's the same as Kaz, you can't get out.
Or Kaz Carney. But then she wouldn't last the full game. She'd have to be able to. No, not that because she's just, you know, she's one of them players that just makes something happen in the moment, you know what I mean? Not constantly. She just does something special out of nowhere. I'd go G so young, not a good shout.
I think you need the defensive round as well. I go. Either like Keira Walsh, Jen Beattie, or
I was thinking of Jen Beattie.
She's going to name the City squad.
She can play up front as well, she played up front before for us now. National team, she played up front. She can play defence.
Jen Beattie.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I was thinking of her to be fair.
So, yeah. Jen Beattie.
Yeah. So it's Natalia, Jen Beattie.
So you got Beats at the back, Ingle in front of her.
And G.
Kaz Carney, G.
As well, no?
I'm just counting them out.
It was G instead of Kaz, wasn't it?
Yeah, G.
Instead of Kaz.
G and Gemma and Natalia up front.
No, we didn't have Gemma in the
team.
No,
it was Kaz.
Oh,
so
Kaz were you, yeah.
Gemma, A, Natalia,
G, so young.
Yeah.
So I'd go. Could go 2-1.
Yeah.
And Beats could jump in goal and something now and again.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy with that? Perfect.